Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal convicted a wartime leader of Croatia's rebel Serbs of murder, torture and persecution today. The Hague sentenced Milan Martic to 35 years in prison for a four-year ethnic cleansing campaign of non-Serbs in southern Croatia during the early 1990s. Meanwhile, today also marks the 8th anniversary of the NATO mission to Kosovo, when a 60,000-strong NATO force entered the province situated between Albania and Serbia to halt an atrocious process of ethnic cleansing. Nearly a decade later, Kosovo is closer to independence from Serbia, but pressure from Russia continues to block UN-backed Kosovo independence. European research fellow at Chatham House, Robin Shepherd, explains why.
I think the key point is that the United States and most of the Western powers have invested such a lot of political and military time and effort into the Kosovo crisis that they were never going to allow Russia to hold the whole plan for independence or quasi-independence hostage. So I think the bottom line now is simply that the United States has come out into the open and said what I think a lot of people were saying in private, and that is that, you know, Russia simply won't be allowed to block Kosovo independence.